Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Wednesday, the 22nd of March, 2023. Starting in Europe today. In Russia, Chinese President Xi Jinping is finishing his visit to Moscow today. Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he had seen President Xi's proposals for ending conflict in Ukraine and said that he viewed the proposals with respect. Ukraine has said that any peace plan must include all Russian forces leaving Ukraine, something which is not mentioned in China's peace plan. Yesterday, United States National Security Chief John Kirby gave a similar message.
We hope the President Xi will press President Putin to cease bombing Ukrainian cities, hospitals, and schools, to halt the war crimes and atrocities, and to withdraw all his troops. But we are concerned that, instead, China will reiterate calls for a ceasefire that leaves Russian forces inside Ukraine's sovereign territory. Any ceasefire that does not address the removal of Russian forces from Ukraine would effectively ratify Russia's illegal conquests.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made a surprise visit to Ukraine yesterday and held talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is the first time that a Japanese leader has visited a country where there is an ongoing war since World War II. Kishida promised further Japanese support for Ukraine, and Zelensky said that Kishida was a defender of international order. With Kishida's visit, now all G7 leaders have visited Ukraine since Russia invaded last year. Ukraine said yesterday that it had used drones to destroy Russian cruise missiles that were stored in the occupied region of Crimea. Civilian videos appeared to show explosions in Crimea. Russian fighter jets bombed the port city of Odessa. The European Union yesterday finalized a deal to supply Ukraine with 1 million rounds of artillery shells to defend against Russia's invasion. Estonia initiated the process, and 15 countries are taking part in the plan, which will cost 1 billion euros. A lack of artillery shells has been seen as a weakness for Ukraine. The US yesterday announced another $350 million of military support for Ukraine, which is largely ammunition, and Norway said yesterday that it had delivered 8 Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. In France, there are continuing strikes and protests against a pension reform, with reports of people burning bags of rubbish in some areas. There are many piles of rubbish in some cities, such as Paris, because rubbish collectors are on strike. On Monday night, the government of President Emmanuel Macron narrowly survived a no-confidence vote. Asia. In Afghanistan, there has been an earthquake, which has also affected Pakistan and been felt in India and Tajikistan. Khadija Tahir reports.
In Afghanistan and northern Pakistan, there was an earthquake last night with a recorded 6.5 magnitude. Reuters news agency has reported at least 2 deaths in Afghanistan and 1 in Pakistan. The epicenter of the earthquake was near the borders with Pakistan and Tajikistan, according to the United States Geological Survey.
Sri Lanka has received a $2.9 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. It will receive $330 million of that tomorrow. Sri Lanka is currently in its most serious economic crisis since independence from Britain in 1948. In Hong Kong, a film which features Winnie the Pooh has been removed from cinemas without a reason given. Winnie the Pooh has faced censorship in China since 2013, when internet users mocked President Xi Jinping by saying that he looked like the cartoon bear. America's. In the United States, President Joe Biden has signed an executive order which demands the declassification of intelligence about the origin of COVID-19. Recently, some US government agencies, including the FBI, have said that a leak from a Chinese laboratory was more likely than the virus spreading from an animal to a human in a market, which has generally been considered the most likely origin of the pandemic over the last 3 years. Biden said that it was important to understand how COVID-19 started in order to prevent future pandemics. He also criticized China's leadership for deliberately hiding information about the origins of the disease. China called the order political manipulation. In Ecuador, many journalists have been targeted by bombs sent by post. One television presenter, Lenin Artiera, said that he was injured after attempting to connect the device to his computer, saying that it looked like a USB drive. Africa. In Somalia, a new study released by the government has said that during 2022, there were 43,000 excess deaths due to drought. The World Health Organization has said that aid to Somalia must increase to save more lives. And between Mali and Burkina Faso, a group of activists are walking 860 kilometers to promote a political union between the two countries. The group of men and women, who call themselves the Walkers of African Unity, are walking from Mali's capital Bamako to Burkina Faso's capital Ouagadougou to promote the union of Mali and Burkina Faso. The journey will take about a month. That's your world news in 7 minutes. A big thank you to Natalie in Switzerland and Olena in Ukraine for becoming our newest supporters. If you would like to support us and have access to the transcripts of every episode, then go to send7.org. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.